klezmer music originated in mainly Eastern Europe in the little villages, shtetls. The music was really traditionally the music of the local musicians who lived wherever they came from in Eastern Europe, whether it be Romania or the Ukraine or Bulgaria, Russia. And what they did was they played the music of the folk tradition. Oftentimes they were just like peasant dances or traditional music from these countries. And they interpreted them with their own background of the flavor of the cantor from the synagogue, the cultural music that they grew up with, the Yiddish music they were familiar with, and by adding their own interpretation, their own background into this music, it soon became something that was music that was flavored, traditional music that was flavored with a Jewish tongue, let's say. You know, the interpretation that came from the synagogue, the Yiddish music, it had all these different flavors that they brought to the traditional music.
Mark, the little bit of klezmer music I've listened to, I would say, first of all, there's some great dance music to it. Also, there's a lot of what I would call minor chords and the clarinets. I can hear some humor in the music. How would you describe the range of emotion and feeling to the music?
Well, the musicians who played this music, of course, they lived a life of many different settings. I think you could easily say that their life was not easy. They had a lot of hardship. There was a lot of sadness, persecutions, things that made their lifestyle more difficult than perhaps somebody that just lived happily and carefree. And if you listen to the music, you can hear almost like a crying out. You know, sometimes the music had a feeling of something that was sad, incredibly sad, and you can hear it. You can also hear kind of almost a laughing at life itself, and sometimes humor was the way you survived difficult situations, and you can hear this kind of laughing, or sometimes even mockery. You know, there is, especially in the clarinet playing, there's a yeah yeah yeah. You know, there's sort of this mockery of being put in a place, and the music kind of reflected their whole lifestyle of course, happiness and joy, and also a very difficult situation as well.
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Mark Stillman. He's going to bring his klezmer band to Virginia at B'nai Abraham Cultural Center in Virginia this Sunday night, 7 o'clock. And tell us about the repertoire you will bring there, because I didn't mean to imply it's all instrumental music, is it? There's a lot of vocal music in klezmer music.
No, we are with a wonderful Yiddish singer who comes from the Ukraine. Her name is Sima Shumilovsky, and she will be singing a lot of Jewish songs that were traditionally old Yiddish songs from Eastern Europe and Russia and Ukraine, and she'll be singing them in the Yiddish language mostly, which is the language of the Jewish people who lived all throughout Europe, and that was oftentimes the way they communicated was through that language, Yiddish, which is a form of German. But she'll be singing in Yiddish, and then, of course, we'll be doing our klezmer instrumentals, Shelley Hansen and I, and you'll definitely hear the flavor of an entire klezmer band just with that combination.
Do you get much opportunity to perform this music?
Oh, we have. We've performed in just about every facet. We've played with symphony orchestras. We've done concerts with 5 and 6 piece bands doing performances for concerts in the park, or perhaps bigger venues. We last year our klezmer band played for a reception for Tom Brokaw and David Brooks. He was here in the both of those folks were here in the Twin Cities at different times at the Presbyterian. I'm Westminster Presbyterian.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they had a town hall forum there, and we performed for that.
Now, I've also heard klezmer music described as Jewish/Gypsy music, and of course the Gypsy folks were kind of the Roma people from Eastern Europe. Is there a connection between the two cultures, or is there a connection between the music?
Oh, absolutely. The Jews played, you know, for all the different celebrations, weddings and bar mitzvahs and simchas, which are, you know, religious celebrations. And oftentimes, the music was very similar to Gypsy music, and it wasn't uncommon if you needed a couple extra musicians when you went to such and such village or whatever, you hired a couple Gypsies to fill in to give you a complete sound. And the Jewish music and the Gypsy music have a lot of similarities.
How would you describe some of those similarities?
Well, the music is kind of wild. It's free. It's colorful. You know, of course, the Jewish interpretation has a lot of influence from the cantor and the synagogue and the Yiddish folk song. The Gypsies, like the Jews, would play the traditional music of the countries they came from, but they would interpret that more in their own way. And Gypsies had a unique way of interpreting things that, my thought is they made the music wild and crazy and festive and fun, and they didn't always follow the rules that were taught in traditional music. You know, for example, Gypsies would play something, and they would never exactly stay at one tempo. They'd get faster and faster and do just kind of unusual things with the music that made it very exciting.
Yeah.
And I think in klezmer music, there's a lot of similarities in that direction. Maybe not so much, the starting out real slow and going faster and faster quite so much, but in the same sense, taking a tune and just kind of going crazy with it. That's very common in klezmer music.
And the Gypsy and Jewish people of Eastern Europe also share a common fate of persecution over the centuries, don't they?
That's very true. And like I say, when you listen to the music, you can hear that. You can hear the crying out and looking tragedy right in the face and just saying things musically that you can hear the soul of somebody that's trying to, you know, to find release and freedom and a way of getting to a happier place.
We're talking with Mark Stillman. He and his klezmer band are going to perform this Sunday night at the B'nai Abraham Cultural Center in Virginia at 7 o'clock. It's a free concert. Mark, how did you get your start in music, and how did you find your way to this kind of music?
Well, first of all, I've played music all my life. I didn't start out as an accordionist when I was young. I took piano lessons, and from piano I became a percussionist because I was interested in, I like playing the drums. I had a lot of fun with that and did a lot of different types of music, and as a percussionist wound up playing in orchestra pits and symphony orchestras and just about everything. But I got a lot of musical training playing with symphony orchestras. The accordion, which is what I use to play my klezmer music, is an instrument I picked up while I was folk dancing. And during my college years, I loved going folk dancing. And I found that the music that I was most attracted to was Eastern European music, like places like Macedonia, Bulgaria, all the different areas of Yugoslavia or the former Yugoslavia. I love the Eastern European Balkan music. And growing up in a Jewish household, I heard a lot of klezmer music, you know, records that were, you know, brought to me from my aunt in New York, and listen to these people, listen to Mickey Katz, wonderful music that I became exposed to at an early age. And this became more or less my foundation for an interest in Eastern European music, and what eventually became my performance with klezmer, which really happened a few years later. It didn't happen right away, but I was introduced by a mutual friend who invited me to join this klezmer band and play some of this music. And as the way things go, one thing leads to the next. And Shelley Hansen and I have a partnership, and we started an ensemble called Klezmer and All That Jazz. And that's a group we perform with, the Minnesota Orchestra, the Milwaukee Symphony. We've done several concerts in the East Coast, but it became a collaboration between Shelley Hansen and I as far as the performing ensembles.
You know, you mentioned Mickey Katz, and I stumbled onto Mickey Katz through an album by jazz clarinetist Don Byron, and I didn't realize that Mickey Katz wrote a lot of music for cartoons. I don't remember the specific cartoons, but when I heard Byron start playing this music, I thought, where have I heard that before? And I realized it was cartoon music.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, the story behind that, too, is that klezmer musicians who came to America realized that they weren't going to be able to just play klezmer by itself and necessarily make a living, and they became jazz musicians, Benny Goodman being one of the most well-recognized. And then the klezmer musicians, especially on the West Coast, like around L.A., realized they could find employment doing soundtrack music, and it fit into a lot of the old 1920s and 30s cartoons. And if you watch some of these things, you are hearing klezmer. You know, it's, you don't know quite what it is, but unless you're familiar with it, but it is very much a part of the cartoon music. Mickey Katz, I'm not sure what cartoon music he did, but I could definitely see that his music would have been used for something like that.
Well, Mark, it's a pleasure to visit with you.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Von Gläubigen und Mut. von der Welt, von Gerechtigkeit, Liebe und Schein, lange hegen den Becher mit der Wein. Von der Welt, von Gerechtigkeit, Liebe und Schein, lange hegen den Becher mit der Wein.